Hello. Hi. How are you? It's the Oklahoma Today podcast, once again, bringing you all the best in Oklahoma. This week, we are talking to Kristen Williamson, the Children's Services Manager at the Oklahoma City Metropolitan Library System, who's going to talk to us a little bit about Black History Month. But first, we are going to get into our question of the week. This week's query, who do you consider the most famous Oklahoman? And guys, I'm going to tell you, these are blowing up. We have had so many responses that I now hate my phone because it's just constant people telling me what they think. And if I wanted that, I would start listening to my parents. Nate Gunner, editor in chief, who do you consider the most famous Oklahoma?
Okay. I have a couple different answers, but I also have a preface because I think it changes. Right. So if you're going to say the most famous of all time, it might be Will Rogers, but Will Rogers has been dead for 86 years. So he's probably not the most.
Shot down in his prime.
So, you know, like he was extremely famous in his day. He was one of the most famous people on earth in his day, but now not so much. So I kind of had two answers. One, we have a lot of entertainers that when people think famous, they think entertainers. So I was going to say probably either Garth Brooks or Reba McEntire. They've both been around forever. Both have a zillion hits. I have been yelled at with great enthusiasm, like happy yelled at by two different Irish people about how much they love Garth Brooks. So that speaks to his world fame. So yeah, I don't know, but, on the non, so that there's who I would say right now on the kind of entertainment side. But I think if you were just going to go for overall fame and name recognition right now, and this is not a political statement, however you feel about this person is however you feel about her, but Elizabeth Warren is who I would say.
She's,
I think, you know, just in terms of like people around the world knowing who they are and them having a wide sphere of influence, Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
I thought of Garth Brooks, but also a contender is Blake Shelton, People's Sexiest Man Alive, and Tishomingo part-time resident and native. Blake Shelton,
and he's marrying like Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. So that is
the voice of Megan Rossman, our photo editor, and Blake Shelton's number one fan.
Yes.
He seems like a fun guy.
He's got his own brand of vodka.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Carly Ibarra, managing editor, who do you consider the most famous Oklahoman?
When I saw this question, the first name that popped into my head was Will Rogers, of course. But I had a conversation recently with Philip about famous Oklahomans, and because I had said something about Bob Wills, and I was like, you know, the king of Western swing. He was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And he comes from Kansas, one state above, and he had never heard of Will Rogers before. So I know. I feel like that's a failing of the Kansas public school system. If you
had never heard of Will Rogers until you were just talking about it in conversation recently.
He has heard like me talk about him as part of my work for Oklahoma Today, but he had not known about him before I worked at Oklahoma Today. But so anyway, I'm going to just kind of sidestep the question and just say my favorite famous Oklahoman is Bill Hader.
Oh, see,
there you go. That's a good one.
I do love Bill.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Hader's great. There's another 30 Rock alum, James Marsden, also an OP.
Yeah. Olivia Munn, very famous.
Olivia, that's right. You know what's weird? She did not come up very much. Will Rogers, Garth Brooks, Reba, tons and tons of people said that. Rod Murrow said that he chose Will Rogers, but a close second for him would be the Little Giant from Little Dixie, former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Carl Albert.
You know, I'm related to him.
Yeah.
Really?
Randomly, his wife was my great grandmother's cousin. So Carl Albert. Anyway, yeah, Carl Albert at one point was the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Jasmine Bowles Tadlock said that she went straight to Gary England. Who I think within Oklahoma is a very famous Oklahoman and certainly in some circles.
But not like that's really just an Oklahoma City thing, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, he's not that famous in Tulsa.
Is he not?
No, because he wasn't on the he wasn't on the news there. He wasn't on the weather there.
Well, yes, I think it would be, you know, most of, like,
he was in Twister.
He was in Twister. You're right.
I think, did anybody mention Ralph Ellison? Because I think he's really important to mention too.
Yeah, Ralph Ellison. Stephen Lambert said that his pick was Ho Ho the Clown. Daryl Williams didn't know her name, but he said that lady who said "Ain't nobody got time for that." Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown.
I met her at a gas station one time and I told her she was a star and she was like, I know. It was pretty exciting. Everyone at the gas station was like in awe of Sweet Brown.
Debbie Combs mentioned Woody Guthrie. Kind of surprised that that we didn't have that one. Mike Bella said it went with Blake Shelton. Had a lot of country folks in there. Ron Howard is one. Mickey Mantle, Anita Bryant, Jim Thorpe. You know, one of our biggest athletes. Vera Miles, Dan Rowan, Chet Baker, famous jazz.
I thought about him.
And Van Heflin, who was a big star of the Westerns back in the day. Vince Gill is another one. That, Gary Busey, obviously.
Chuck Norris. Crazy,
yes.
Craziest person alive, Gary Busey.
Robin Shaw Wiley said Gordon Cooper, astronaut. And Shannon. Kathy England Palicole mentioned one of my favorite recording artists, Roger Miller, the King of the Road.
Same. I love him. I thought about him too. And he's another one that I would say there probably was a time when he was the most famous Oklahoman. Not now though. But like during, I mean, no, it's just, you know, his recording career isn't current, but he hosted the American Music Awards. He won a ton of Grammys. He won a Tony for Big River. I mean, he was a very big deal back in the day.
He had the line, roses are red and violets are purple and sugar sweet. And so's maple syrup. So,
he wrote the song for the hamster dance.
The hamster dance.
Thanks.
Did you never see the hamster dance?
Probably.
Google it after this.
Oh, you know who's another? I know some people don't count him, but Brad Pitt.
Yes. I'm just going to bring that one up.
He's very.
Even though she's not actually, I don't think she's originally from Oklahoma, but a lot of people count Kristen Chenoweth as an Okie because she went to Oklahoma City University.
Well, and she's from Broken Arrow.
I thought she was actually born in Texas.
No, she's from Broken Arrow.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know where she was born, but she's from Broken Arrow.
Let's see. Oral Roberts. And here's another non-Oklahoma born, but very famous Oklahoman. Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friend.
You know, if we're talking, you know, most famous at the moment, he's way up there.
That's true. Johnny Bench, another one. And then finally, Don Stagner helpfully pointed out that now she's an Oklahoman by marriage, Gwen Stefani. So
Not yet. Not official till you put the ring on it.
But she will not be a hollaback girl. I can tell you that much. all right. And we are very happy to welcome Kristen Williamson, the Children's Services Manager at the Metropolitan Library System in Oklahoma City, who is going to talk to us about the library's Black History Month offerings and a few recommendations as well. Welcome, Kristen.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about, obviously, February is Black History Month. What do you guys do to prepare for that?
So we actually have a team of people that help plan all of the programs that we do. We've got people from our collection development department that come up with recommended reading lists. Our social media team helps come up with graphics and plan out posts to promote our programs. And then the team of people that work on actually planning the programs reach out to different people within the community to try and find presenters, people to do story times, or just utilizing their community contacts to try and come up with stuff for people of all ages.
Really cool. So what all is going on this month? What have you guys offered?
So we've got quite a few things going on. We probably have 3 to 5 programs every single week the whole month. Every Tuesday morning, we have a story time. So those are archived for a week, so people are able to go back and watch them until the next one premieres on our Facebook page. And we've had some special guest readers like Councilperson Nikki Nice and local author Kim Anderson, and then also just some other people from within the community reading either books that they have written or books that are meaningful to them.
Oh, that's really great. I know that this is, I always feel like I am terribly uninformed when it comes to finding good books, especially for Black History Month. Do you have any recommendations for us? Anything that that you think would help get our listeners sort of into the conversation?
Yeah, I've got a few books that I think would be good. For people with young kids at home, there's a book, The ABCs of Black History by Rio Cortez. And it is a beautifully illustrated storybook where each letter represents a different important person, event, or place that is part of Black history. For older readers, we have Riot Baby by Tochi Onyebuchi. And that is a speculative fiction book that deals with themes like individual and systemic racism. One of the characters, their siblings, the brother is in jail. The sister has some kind of magical powers. And to make it even better, we are actually doing an author visit with him this month. It goes live Saturday, February 20th at 10 a.m. And then we'll be available on our Facebook so that people can go back and archive that for the next month. That book recently won the Alex Award, which is books that are written for adults but are appealing to teens. So I think it has really wide appeal. And then if somebody is looking for something more along the lines of nonfiction, we have a book written by a local author called Before the Land Run, Historic All-Black Towns of Oklahoma, that is written by Cheryl Coleman. And it looks at the history of Black towns in Oklahoma, of which there are several. And to tie into that, we did a program, I believe it went out this past week on Monday the 15th, that was a program about the history of Black towns in Oklahoma. And the presenter is a quilt maker, and she actually made a quilt with each square featuring a different historic Black town. And then she talked about the history of those towns in her presentation.
That's really awesome.
It's archived, so people can go back and watch that if they missed it.
We'll put a link to that in the episode here. Carly, didn't we, we had a really great story in our most recent issue about the historic Black towns tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There is called the Black Towns Motorcycle Tour, and it actually, it takes place on Labor Day weekend, and it goes to all 13 historic Black towns in Oklahoma in over the course of like one weekend.
That's really, That's one of those amazing things that I think a lot of people in Oklahoma have kind of forgotten, is that there were many people pushing in the beginning for Oklahoma to be a, quote, all Black state.
Yeah, there's a really rich history within our state. We also had a program that's going to be going up next week that is a play performance by the group Spiritually Bold. And it is a performance about the only documented female Buffalo soldier, Kathy Williams. And they tell her story. They said that even though she's the only documented one, that there were lots of other women who pretended to be men so they could be soldiers in the Civil War. But it was a really interesting play. And that one goes live on Monday the 22nd.
It's like an Oklahoma version of Mulan.
Yeah.
So Go ahead, Megan. Go ahead.
So people can just go to like a metrolibrary.org and like how do they find the performances?
So all of our performances are virtual on our Facebook page. So they can go to facebook.com/metrolibrary, and the most current ones will be kind of prominently featured, but they can go back and see all the archives of stuff that we've done.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
One other thing I really was impressed with the library system for this, obviously the pandemic has kind of changed the way people are using the library, but you guys have been ahead of the curve in a lot of ways on making lots of virtual resources available. Hoopla, which is one, I read a bunch of comic books on there because I'm a nerd, but there's lots of visual media stuff on there, audiobooks, documentaries on Canopy, as well as you can download a lot of books digitally from home. And you know, so it's really great that you guys are putting all this out there for people who, especially over the last weekend, have probably been stuck at home.
Yeah, and even things that historically have only been available for use in our libraries, those companies are allowing us to have access from home. So things like ancestry.com, if people want to research that, normally it's a paid service, but if you have a library card, you can access it right now from home and be able to research all the old census records, marriage licenses, things like that. And we had a really awesome presentation at the beginning of the month with a genealogist who talked about tracing your ancestry with the native tribes in Oklahoma and the freedmen. And she went through how to use those sources on Ancestry to be able to do that.
Cool.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Oh, that's really cool.
So everybody should go check out metrolibrary.org/blackhistory. There is a ton of resources on there. A lot of databases, lots of links to various online events. And you can sign up to download and get one of the books that Kristen told us about today. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So we will, I guess we'll get into some events now. All right. Now it is time for us to plumb the depths of TravelOK.com for another week's worth of fun events across the state and see if we can crack each other up. Let's start off with Carly.
According to science, crying actually makes us feel better by releasing oxytocin and endorphins. So you should be on cloud 9 when you leave the Tulsa Performing Arts Center screening of War Horse on February 27th. Based on the same novel that inspired the Steven Spielberg World War I epic, this live National Theater production tells the story of Joey the horse, who is sold to the cavalry and shipped to France, and his owner Albert, who faces great peril to save him. Hey, and even if your tear ducts only emit a trickle of sand at this point, at least you can enjoy some impressive life-size puppetry. Tickets are $20. Call 918-596-7111 or visit tulsapac.com for more info.
Okay, that was my first question, is if how they were going to have the horse in there. So it's a big
giant horse puppet.
Okay. I like that.
Nate.
All right. So speaking of famous Oklahomans, did you know that in addition to being a multi-hyphenate entertainer, Reba McEntire was also a barrel racer once upon a time? That may be reason number 2000 why barrel racing is so very, very cool. In this sport, the ladies of rodeo run cloverleaf-type patterns around barrels with their favorite horses, racing to beat the clock and their competitors. Check out some of this pulse-sounding rodeo action at the Central 4D Barrel Racers event on February 27th and 28th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee. Call 405-275-7020 or go to visitshawnee.com for more info.
All right, Megan, what do you have?
Привет, русский идут ват музыка. That means hello, the Russians are coming.
She's broken. We're going to have to get a new one. I'm sorry, Megan. Go ahead.
And actually, in fact, it's one Russian that's coming to the Oklahoma City Civic Center on February 27th. Moscow-born pianist and University of Central Oklahoma artist-in-residence since 1998, Valerie Kulshov will star in the Oklahoma City Philharmonic's Burst of Energy concert, while he'll play spirited pieces by classical composers Prokofiev, Shostakovich, and Ravel. For more information, call 405-842-5387 or visit okcphil.org.
Those were some hard to pronounce names, Megan. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. I spent a good 15 minutes looking those up and trying to remember how to pronounce them this morning.
Did you guys know Megan could speak Russian? I didn't know that.
Nope.
I assumed.
At first, I thought she was just broken, and we were going to have to get a new Megan.
Yes, my favorite phrase is "Vot pizza," which means "Here's the pizza."
All right. Spiders are somewhat well known for their multiple limbs, which is why in 1971, Stan Lee and Gil Kane decided that Spider-Man needed four more arms. The Amazing Spider-Man issues 100 to 102 featured Peter Parker with multiple arms for an arc that was called the Six Arm Saga. To say that this has absolutely nothing to do with the Midwest Arms Collector Gun and Knife Show would be both accurate and hurtful. No, it's probably not possible to arrive at the Center Park Hall at Expo Square in Tulsa on February 27th to 28th with the powers bestowed upon you by a radioactive spider and leave with an additional four arms attached to your body, but you can show up as a normal human, pay $14 for a ticket, and go look at some cool guns and knives and such. Visit macshows.com for more info.
Good job.
Yeah,
I was confused. Wait, so it's a gun show, but there's no Spider-Man element for real, is there?
No.
Okay.
I made that very clear.
No. Yeah.
No, Spider-Man doesn't use guns.
That's true. He's like Batman in that way. All right.
Well, that was fun.
That's it. That's all. We have nothing left to say this week, except that it would be great if you would rate and review the show. Send questions to oktpod@travelok.com and subscribe to our magazine at subscribe.oklahomatoday.com. And we will talk at you again next week. Goodbye.
Bye. End of show.